With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled, The True Cost of Meat.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
So nowadays, in the modern time, scientists have made some research. And they thought the cause of war may be the starvation. Many countries starve and many countries have too much. Thing like that. But not really, we don't really have too much. We just use it wrongly and waste. So they make a research. For example, someone told me in Toronto, he had a restaurant. He has a vegetarian restaurant and a vegetarian magazine. He told me that according to a research, if in Northern America, each person eat vegetarian meal once a week only, then we have enough food to feed 60 million people a year. And I was startled. I said, how can it be? But they work out that way. Not because of the food. There's so many concerning with food. Because the land had to be cultivated and now it's wasted for the cow feeding and all the water supply, all the medicine for the cows or the pigs or whatever, and all the transportation, everything concerned with meat diet had reportedly wasted a lot of human substance. And that is the cause of starvation of many countries. It takes a lot of food, protein, medicine, transport, water to feed a cow. And this thing came from underdeveloped country too. And this protein and food could have been fed and could have been distributed in a different way in order to feed the whole world instead of feeding a cow and we eat a cow. It's second-hand stuff anyhow. So nowadays many people believe that vegetarian diet can save the world and minimize a lot of war. And I think I do not oppose this idea. Maybe in the future, very near future, we should try at least to see how it works. And then we can comment. But I believe it will work, provided each of us support it and try to cooperate.
Could you speak on vegetarian eating and how that can contribute towards world peace?
Yes, I have spoken in somewhat already detail, but I probably say more if you wish. You see, most of the war which happened in this world due to economic reason. An economical reason came more urgently through hunger. and through lack of equal distribution of food in different countries. Now, if you care to read magazines and research about vegetarian diet, you would know very well to raise cattle and animals for meat cost our economical bankruptcy in all aspects, cause hunger of the world, at least of the third world. And it's not me who say this. It's you, the American citizens, who made this kind of research and wrote these books. You can go in any bookshops, read vegetarian research, yeah, read food process research. You can read like Diet for a New America from John Robbins. He's very famous. Ice cream hero. Ice cream millionaires. And he gave it all up in order to be a vegetarian and write a vegetarian books against his family's tradition and business. Could mean loss of money, prestige, and business to him. But he did it for the sake of truth. That book is very good, but there are many other books and magazines which give you a lot of information and facts about vegetarian diet that could contribute to world peace. You see, we bankrupt our earth materials for food by feeding cattle. You know how much protein, medicine, water supplies, manpower, cars, trucks, road made, and how many hundreds thousands of acres of land has been wasted before a cattle is good enough for one meal. And all these things could be distributed equally to all kind of underdeveloped countries. And then we save the hunger problem. And once, if a country is in need of food, he probably will invade another country just to save his own people. But in the long run, it created bad cause and retribution. As you sow, so shall you reap. If we kill someone for food, we will get killed for food later in some other form, in the next time, next generation. It's a pity that we are so intelligent, so civilized, and yet most of us do not know the cause of our neighboring country's suffering. That is through our palate, through our taste, through our stomach. In order to fit and nourish just one body, we kill so many beings and we starve so many fellow human beings. Don't talk about animals yet. And this guilt, consciously or unconsciously, will weigh down in our conscience, makes us suffer cancers, tuberculosis, other kind of incurable disease, including AIDS. Ask yourselves why our country, the Americans, suffer the most, the highest rate of cancers in the world. Because we eat a lot of beef. We eat more meat than any other countries.
We just talked about the so-called agriculture problem. But actually, because there is demand, there will be slaughter. 但是不管你有没有吃素，我们素食者跟荤食者都面临同样一个结果，是空气不好，环境不好，但是素食者还是要承担一切的责任，那不管他有没有吃肉酱，这实际上来看它其实并不是一个公平的现象。所以曾经有人提出说，那能不能说在肉品里面征收所谓的肉品的税， 能够让吃肉的付出更多的代价，然后以减轻所谓的肉品的需求这样。但是这个方式其实又蛮困难的，所以我个人有一个想法是说，其实像以前有所谓的香烟的问题，香烟的问题到现在来讲，抽烟的瘾君子已经很可怜的需要躲到室外才能够那个抽烟这样子。那我想这是一个烟害防治法一个很好的结果。那有没有可能就是说我们在肉品的上面也像香烟防治法一样推动一个立法，让购物的人他们在购买肉品的时候一样可以有一些至少有一些警语，有一些标示，可以在旁边写说多吃肉，可能多摄取动物性蛋白质对你的健康是不好的，然后对于地球暖化会产生多少的碳排放量。如果可以透过立法让一个人在吃的时候他看到那样子的标语，应该多少会警醒他说他现在眼中的牛排，口中的牛排或是明虾可能要付出的代价很大。那不知道说吴上师对于说这样子的提案还是说还有没有其他的更实际的方式可以让我们能够让这个地球的暖化现象可以改善得更快。谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Very good, Mr. Ling Shu. I'm very impressed. Yes, to see that you're both chief editor of a big book publishing company as well as the head of a vegetarian website. Very young and very, very enthusiastic. Very compassionate. Thank you. For being in such a position, you must be a very busy man, I understand. But you look so healthy and handsome. As a media leader in the veg world, and you still continue doing your job and still look good. So the vegetarian diet clearly helps you look good and healthy and intelligent to do all your job. Bravo for your positive effect already, for being a walking example. And yes, your proposal is a very, very good idea. Yes, that's right. Give him an applause. Bravo. Doesn't he look handsome and young? Yeah. And very enthusiastic and smart. Yes.I'm sure your wife would say that every day. Now, we should be warning people all about products containing meat and milk and eggs also. Fish even. Anything to do with animal products, we should, as you said, put a warning label on them. This is because these products bring many of the same health problems and involves the same animal cruelty, and they are destroying our home. The egg industry, for example, routinely disposes of male chicks at a very young age by throwing them into a grinder. Gosh. Oh. Where they are crushed into so-called meat while they are still alive. Oh, God.How can we ever do this? How can we ever do this? Imagine if it were our own defenseless children who were treated thus. Imagine if it's ourselves who were thrown into a grinder.And made us suffer while still alive. My God. Is there any hell more horrible than this? Mr. Ling Shu, besides being horrifically inhumane, even just to think about it, even just to mention it, it wrenches our hearts. How can we imagine anybody would do this? I did not know this before either. I did not even know this. The more we go into this information, the more we know about this terrible treatment to to helpless and innocent little chicken and animals. I can't imagine we do this. I can't imagine anyone would do this. Gosh, these activities are carried out in completely unhygienic conditions, making them a breeding ground for deadly bacteria like E. coli and viruses such as swine flu, and in turn killing humans and making people suffer. A lot of people suffer not by death, but by the separation, the loss of loved ones, even young children who die by swine flu and living parents, painful, suffer so much. The damaging health effects of meat and dairy are now well documented for everyone to see. Besides being directly linked to increased risk of such fatal diseases as colon cancer, links have also been made to many other cancers, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, infertility in women, and even mercury poisoning found in fish. Another type of meat poisoning can come from arsenic, which is often fed to poultry to make them grow faster. And in turn, we feed ourselves with these poultry. Of course, then we poison ourselves as well. But nobody would tell us about this. So we are feeding ourselves with poisons every day, not just from poultry, but from cows and pigs, ducks, geese, and not to talk about the cruelty beyond imagination that we are not even allowed to know and to see. If everybody see how the chicken were treated, how pigs are treated, and how little tiny chickens are treated, grind alive like that, I don't think they would want to ever eat chicken meat again. But we are not even allowed to see this. Most of the farm are hidden away from us, hidden away from our conscience. And we, for not knowing, contribute to all this cruelty. And we, for not knowing, feed poison to our tender, young, helpless, innocent children. And wonder why they're sick, they're ill, and have to make them suffer for medicine, injections, operation, and cause us so much pain to us, the parents. If only all people know this, we're trying to inform them. Please help us to inform everybody. This is beyond hell. One U.S. study that looked at all sources of arsenic acid, arsenic, you know, a poison substance, said that among the highest are seafood and poultry. seafood and poultry, poultry means chicken, ducks and all that, they contain the most arsenic. And you know arsenic is poison, yeah? Not only that, chronic arsenic exposure has been associated with all forms of cancer in Formosa. Please look into the research and see it for yourself. In other research, 164 samples of ready-to-serve prepared meat foods from a scientific center in Formosa, in Taiwan, were evaluated, with up to almost 30% found to contain some form of bacteria contamination, including the potentially deadly lethal E. coli. Finally, in one of the worst animal disease outbreaks to hit the island of Taiwan, the virus called hoof and mouth disease was transmitted from one pig that came to the island in early 1997. Within just 6 weeks, 6,000 farms had been stricken, resulting in the tragic slaughter massacring 3.8 million pigs. Although in that case there were no reported human infections, this gives you some idea of how quickly animal-borne diseases can spread, causing devastation for themselves and humans alike. And these are just a few examples. So, you can see, Mr. Ling Shu, the best is to abolish meat altogether.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
It's been a joy to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 2 of The True Cost of Meat. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you and your loved ones an abundance of joy and fulfillment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.